Sutuvacha Vyasakir Iti Vachas Tattvanishchayam Atmana Upadarya Matim Krishne Uttareya Satim Vyadat Sutuvacha Vyasikarati Vachas Tattva Nischayamatmana Upadarya Matim Krishne Uttareya Satim Vyadat Sutuvacha Vyasikarati Vachas Tattva Nischayamatmana Upadarya Matim Krishne Uttareya Satim Vyadat Ladies. Sutuvacha, Sutta Goswami said, Vyasike of Sukadeva Goswami, Iti, thus, Vacha, speeches, Tattva Nishchayam, that which verifies the truth, Atmana, in the self, Upadarya, just having realized, Matim, concentration of the mind, Krishne, unto Lord Krishna, Uttareyam, son of Uttara, Satim, chaste, Vyadat, applied. Sutta Goswami said, Maharaj Prakrit, the son of Uttara, after hearing the speeches of Sukadeva Goswami, which were all about the truth of the self, applied his concentration faithfully on Lord Krishna. Can you repeat that? Sutta Goswami said, Maharaj Prakrit, the son of Uttara, after hearing the speeches of Shukadev Goswami, which were all about the truth of the self, applied his concentration faithfully upon Lord Krishna. Purport. The word satim is very significant. This means existing and chaste. Both imports are perfectly applicable in the case of Maharaj Prakrit. The whole Vedic adventure is to draw one's attention entirely to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna without any diversion, as instructed in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Unfortunately, Maharaj Prakrit had already been attracted to the Lord from the very beginning of his body in the womb of his mother. In the womb of his mother, he was struck by the Brahmastra atomic bomb released by Ashwatthama. But by the grace of the Lord, he was saved from being burnt by the fiery weapon. Since then, the king continuously concentrated his mind upon Lord Krishna, which made him perfectly chaste in devotional service. So by natural sequence, he was a chaste devotee of the Lord. And when he further heard from Srila Sukadeva Goswami that one should worship the Lord only and no one else, even though full of all desires or desireless, his natural affection for Krishna was strengthened. We've already discussed these topics. To become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, two things are very much essential. Namely, having a chance to be born in a family of a devotee and having the blessings of a bona fide spiritual master. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Prakrit Maharaj had both opportunities. He was born in the family of such devotees as the Pandavas, and just to continue the dynasty of the Pandavas and show them special favor, the Lord specifically saved Maharaj Prakrit, who later on, by the arrangement of the Lord, was cursed by the boy of a brahmana and was able to get the association of such a spiritual master as Shukadeva Goswami. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that a fortunate person, by the mercy of the spiritual master and Lord Krishna, achieves the path of devotional service. This is perfectly applicable in the case of Maharaj Prakrit. By way of being born in a family of devotees, he automatically came in touch with Krishna, and after being so contacted, he constantly remembered him. Consequently, Lord Krishna gave the king a further chance for development in devotional service by introducing him to Shukadeva Goswami, a stalwart devotee of the Lord with perfect knowledge and self-realization. And by hearing from a bona fide spiritual master, he was perfectly able to concentrate his chaste mind further upon Lord Krishna as a matter of course. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desa Tarane Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Ebacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauratrishe Namaha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishali Vishabhanu Sute Devi. Jaya. So chastity Normally we hear that word regarding a wife, chaste, means loyal, never thinking of anyone except her husband, any other man. So we should be that kind of disciples, never thinking of anything except Guru and Krishna, or whoever is representing them. But we all know the story of Pirkit Maharaj, and it's always something interesting to hear again and again. This Ashwatthama was very determined to destroy the Pandavas. So he failed to kill the Pandavas, he killed the sons, then he went after the grandson. Pirkit would have been the only heir. He was the only boy child left in the dynasty. And he used a Brahmastra weapon which can destroy the whole world, more powerful than an atom bomb. But it can also be directed in a very pinpoint way. So he tried to burn up the womb, the embryo. It was Pirkit. And the mother was begging, you know, and Krishna, there's different stories, but Krishna came and he, some say that baby was burned up and Krishna gave him a new body, or some say he just protected him from the heat. But in any case, he saw Krishna. And then he was always looking for Krishna his whole life. It's called Pirkit. He's an inquirer. And he became the king. Yes. Even he was not old enough when the Pandavas left, when Krishna left the world. And they made him the next king with the ministers, and, you know, doing the work for the time being. So Suta Goswami heard Sukhidev Goswami speaking the Bhagavatam. Krishna made his arrangements. I was just reading yesterday another chapter. So that Pirkit, later, he was cursed by the Brahmin boy who was like the first Kali Yuga Brahmin. Kali Yuga, it said the demons from the previous age, they took birth as Brahmins. And they tried to establish very strongly this Varnashram based on birth, which is completely against the scriptures. But you have to be born in a Brahmin family to be a Brahmin, and no matter what your behavior is, if you're born in a Brahmin family, you have a Brahmin name, then you're a Brahmin, and no one else can be. This is a perversion of Krishna's teachings of the Varnashram. Krishna says that it's by guna and karma one is decides what varna and ashram one is in. Birth, someone can be born in the family of king and be a Brahmin, someone can be born in a Sudra family and become a Brahmin, more than a Brahmin. But Suta Goswami, he heard Sukhidev, so then he repeated the Bhagavatam again. That's why sometimes we have he's quoting Sukhidev, and sometimes it's something, it just says Suta Vacha. But Pirkit, so because he was cursed to die in 7 days, and Prabhupada mentions that so many times. So he immediately gave up his royal dress, he gave up everything, and went looking for someone to advise him how someone should prepare for death. And that's to teach us And Prabhupada is always stressing, we don't know. He had the 7 days, at least. That was the curse. That at the end of 7 days, he'd be bitten by the snake bird. He didn't try to. Prabhupada says he had the power. He could have counteracted the curse, but he took it as the will of the Lord. Even though the father of the boy, when he heard about it, he told Prickett, and he was very contrite and unhappy that his son, he chastised his son. He said, "You polluted the entire, Brahmin caste," or whatever you want to call it, that because of this, getting angry and cursing the king. The king is, above law. And the father didn't take the offense very seriously. But then Prabhupada is explaining that it's all just Krishna's arrangement. So nobody really suffered. The Brahmin boy didn't suffer, the father and Prickett either. They all understood this is the divine arrangement of the Lord. So Prickett went, and he was getting different advice from different sages to do this or that. But then when Sukadeva Goswami appeared, everybody bowed down. Even though he was a young boy and he was walking naked, by the bodily structure, he had that, I can't remember the names, but, very long arms and a certain shape to all different parts of the body, so they could recognize that this is some special great soul. Same thing like Lord Chaitanya had that kind of body. So everybody paid obeisances except for Vasudeva and Narada Muni, because that's his father and his spiritual grandfather. They just greeted him, respectfully. And then they asked him to speak. And the audience was all the sages from all over the world, demigods, but they all asked Sukadeva to speak. So he spoke and Prickett heard it for 7 days and nights, not eating or sleeping, either one of them. So we are fortunate to have this Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Krishna makes these arrangements. He arranged for Arjuna. He arranged the whole battle of Kurukshetra, actually. Then he arranged for Arjuna to get bewildered so that he would speak the Bhagavad Gita. And then Krishna did all the arrangements that somehow or other was recorded. And Vyasadeva put it into the Mahabharata. So he did the same thing with the Bhagavatam. Sukadeva had studied Bhagavatam from his father, who had composed it on the order of Narada Muni. He left home as soon as he appeared. Many things that modern science would not, believe. He was in the womb 13 or 14 years. And Vasudeva, the father, was begging him to come out, but he was actually self-realized. He was one of Radharani's parents, Sukha, in the previous birth. And he was happy in the womb, in a safe place. He thought there's no maya here, no bad association, no advertisements, no, television. So he wouldn't come out. Vasudeva said, "I'll protect you." He said, "No, you're a grihastha. How can you protect me from maya?" Then Vasudeva got Krishna to come, and Krishna said, "You come out, you'll be protected." So he came, but immediately he was 16 year old, or however old he, and he just left home. The father was crying, but only the trees echoed. And then he sent some of his disciples who were, studying the Bhagavatam. They found him, and they recited some verses And he was very much attracted. And he said, your father has 18,000 verses, should come home. So he went home and studied. Later he studied from a few other acharyas. So he was most learned. So we have the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's very inconceivable. We are, that's why Prabhupada arranged that every temple has a class every day. Although some temples don't have a class every day now, in America anyway, because no one is there. But classes are available everywhere. I knew one devotee in Japan. He was doing his Harinam late at night, because that's when people are nice in Japan. And then he would get home, and Japan is 3.5 hours later than Vrindavan. He would get to, you know, when he got up late in the morning, listen to the Vrindavan Mangalarti and the Bhagavatam class. So people are doing that. Now we get thousands of classes available online, more and more and more. So we have great opportunity. Prabhupada, what he did to produce this Srimad Bhagavatam is just one of the, you know, inconceivable, you could call it a miracle, that in spite of his age, in spite of in the beginning having no support, even by the time he first got to America, he had something like the third canto. It was handwritten. Then he got a dictaphone, speeded it up. And every day, no matter what, in the night when everyone was sleeping, he would compose these books, the Bhaktivedanta purports. They're not ordinary. Prabhupada, when the Gita, the typist and editor, they were very confused. And Prabhupada, you know, because they had never heard any of this before, so they couldn't understand a lot of things. And Prabhupada even said for the slokas, he said, you can use Dr. Radhakrishna's translation. Don't worry about it. And anybody can. He said, but only the purports, only he could do. That's his personal ecstasies. And devotees have checked, and many of the slokas in the Bhagavad Gita, they're just directly from Dr. Radhakrishna's Bhagavad Gita. But the purport is Prabhupada's, and that no one else ever, Ramanuja, few acharyas wrote similar purports, but they were never in English because they were devotees. But Prabhupada, he brought the yata rupa as it is, and the Bhagavatam as it is. We could read the Bhagavatam at 18, it's not that big of a book, 18,000 slokas. But without Prabhupada's purports, we would be nowhere. We wouldn't know how to practice. We wouldn't know what to do and what not to do, because it's very elevated. The people that were hearing Sukadeva, they were sages, they were demigods, they were, you know, brahmanas from all over the world. So Prickett got this curse, and he just took it, and he, as far as we can, you know, we have the Brihad Bhagavatamrita also, and that's said, you know, he had finished hearing the Bhagavatam, and his mother came and said, I want to know what you heard. And he said, well, it's not time, you know, because he'd been hearing for many days. But then he spoke to Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Someone asked me, well, we don't see some of these things, you know, in the Bhagavatam we have, that's in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. But the same thing is there, but Obviously, there was more. But we're getting what is perfect. And we should read it daily as much as possible. At least to class every day, that's one verse. Prabhupada told us one time in a class, he said, you should memorize the verse every day that, you know, that we read. I made a slight effort for a little while, but I never. But we should remember that, and to remember we have to hear again and again and again. So here it's just stressing the basic simple things, you know, think of Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakto. Madhyaji mam namaskaru. It's not so complicated process to remember Krishna, to remember slokas. We usually will think, well, I don't have a good memory. But we're always remembering something. Whatever we think about or hear, we remember it. Sometimes I think how fortunate the children are. They grow up hearing Bhagavatam all the time or hearing kirtan. Because it, at least all the stuff, junk I heard as a child, it won't go away. So I figured they're blessed also. Like, even if they deviate for a while in the teenage years, a lot of mothers ask, you know, my son, he doesn't want to come to the temple anymore. But he can never forget that childhood stuff, you know. They're very fortunate. But if we keep hearing and keep hearing, you know, it clears out the junk, the garbage, the, you know, all the pollution that we've been programmed to forget Krishna. You know, so much propaganda that there's no God. But if people think reasonably, and people are realizing more and more due to the Sankirtan movement, you know, purifying the atmosphere everywhere, so many things are changing so drastically since Srila Prabhupada started his preaching in America. First place that many people are becoming devotees, they're thinking of Krishna because they're reading Bhagavad Gita, they're chanting the holy name, and going to temples all over the world, especially all over in India. But everyone, you know, is to preach. Everyone who's born in the Bharat Varsha, you know, they should be preaching. A special birth. We don't have to be big scholars, but we just somehow or other spread the holy name, spread the Bhagavad Gita, spread the Bhagavatam, build temples. You know, if you have money, give the money to someone who can do that. But many people, they're married, they have families, they have business, but they still preach a lot. Anyone can spread the holy name, can be empowered. Prabhupada was, you know, someone asked me yesterday, how could Prabhupada do all these things? Because he surrendered fully to Krishna. Bricket surrendered fully when he heard this curse. Sometimes there are stories and different people tell stories about, you know, the Mahabharata, that Bricket tried everything to avoid the curse. But Prabhupada said, no, he just took it. Okay, that's the will of the Lord. He was young, he was a big king. You know, I mean, Maha King, we don't have anyone even close today. No one could even think of it, being the emperor of the whole planet, having even enemies coming and bowing down and paying their taxes without being asked. You know, we're not going to find anyone materially anywhere near that. They can't even think of it. But he just left it all. He was not attached. Because he'd been a devotee. Prickett actually, along with Brajanubha, the great-grandson of Krishna, established 108 deities in Braj. Some of them are still there. We visit them on the Parikrama. He mapped out the 12 forests and the routes. And he was absorbed in Vrindavan, even though he was the king of the universe. And running a king of the planet, running the whole planet perfectly. He also was really absorbed in Krishna. Even as a child, he played with, I think, Krishna Balaram dolls or something. He wasn't ordinary. He didn't play with other kids and goof around. He was serious. But he had the perfect training. You might ask, you know, why he should have just killed Kali, then everything would be all right now, right? Why didn't he do that? Somebody might criticize. But because it's the will of the Lord, and he was following, you know, Kshatriya Dharma. If someone is begging and, you know, they give him, you know, kill him. Coward. So, anyway, we have Srimad Bhagavatam. We have classes every day all over the world. We have millions of classes online. We have our ISKCON Desire Tree. I don't know how many Bhagavatam classes are on their server. Thousands and thousands. And everybody, anyone you want to hear, you find it. They dig it up somewhere. So we are very, you know, blessed. And Srimad Bhagavatam is unlimited. It's ever fresh and ever new. We don't have to go outside. Of course, we want Chaitanya Charitamrita, but the commentaries of the Acharyas also Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada's purports is Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma heard it from Krishna in 4 slokas in the second canto, chapter 10, is it? 34, 35, 36. 4 slokas. The seed slokas, that's what he heard. For him, that's the entire Bhagavatam. He had full understanding of everything. He spoke to Narada quite a bit more. And then he told Narada to teach this all over the universe. Narada inspired Vyasadeva, not specifically with, you know, lessons, but because Vyasadeva already knew everything, but you write this Srimad Bhagavatam. This is, you're not happy just telling people how to enjoy the material world, how to go to heaven, how to get a better life, how to get this, that. You know, you have not sufficiently glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his pastimes and form, pastime, paraphernalia. So Vyasadeva understood, and he composed the Srimad Bhagavatam that we have. And higher planets, here we have 18,000 slokas. In higher planets, it's a million or something. But when we have all the commentaries of all the different acharyas, it's all Bhagavatam, so it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So in Prabhupada, you know, we have a sloka, and we have like often one page, sometimes 10, 12 pages of commentary so that we can actually enter into the Bhagavatam. It's to be relished. You know, we can read for different reasons. Sometimes if we're having argument, we want to search the book to find it, defeat the other side. You know, that's not a very high way of reading it. But we can associate with Parikit. We can associate with Sukadeva Goswami. We can associate with Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, you know, the Pandavas, and all these great personalities, Prahlad, and, you know, on and on, Dhruva. We can actually associate with them by, you know, hearing their pastimes. It's alive. It's not just some stories. It's a beautiful story of the Shrima, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's always special mercy. Someone asked anyone, devotees, they should be anxious to speak on Bhagavatam. And we should, in order to speak, we want to hear it. Prabhupada, one class, he was in Los Angeles. He would stay there in the winter. He liked the weather there. And also it was his world headquarters, and many devotees would visit. So Prabhupada generally, when he was going for the airport, he would want to be very early and not hurry. So he was leaving after a couple months. And the temple president went and said, Prabhupada, it's time to go. We're even a little bit late, you know. Prabhupada said, I have to go for class. So he came down, and I think he sang Jai Radha Madhava. Then he just said, I'm leaving now for Hawaii. I'll be gone for a few weeks or something. He said, I just want to tell everybody to go to the Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. And then he said, who's giving the class? Who will give it? I said, Karandari. He said, okay, good. Then he left. Then after a few months, he didn't come back. And the devotee wrote, Prabhupada, you said you were coming back in a few weeks. He said, you have not thought of the day of Brahma. I'll be back in a few days of Brahma. So he was gone a long time. But he wasn't gone because he was always producing new books, and the books were always coming. And so he gave himself, and that's what we want to do. We want to give ourselves to Krishna. We can offer flames. It's not very difficult. You know, but to really offer, it's supposed to mean we're offering our heart, we're, you know, all these things. We want to come to that stage. So we practice, okay, we offer some flowers, we offer flame, offer fruits and vegetables, whatever. We bow down, try to offer our body, try to do some service, you know, and pray to Krishna. We can really give our life, give everything, you know, mind, body, words, and soul, everything for Krishna. So we'll stop there. Just remember, we have Sukadev is present. Prabhupada, he says, Narada Muni, who's kindly appearing on these pages, you know, thank for him, Parikit, all these great personalities. They're there to show us the world is full of trouble. Parikit had so much trouble, you know, but they show us how the Pandavas, how to live, and always remember Krishna and never blame Krishna for our trouble. Just carry on with our service. So any comment or question is welcome. We have a few minutes. I know everybody's getting ready to go to Puri, right? That's a big crowd to go to Puri. It's small. All the pilgrimage places in Puri are so small, right? Except the beach is big, but, you know, all the spas, the little temples are very small places. But they're so powerful. It's the best place to hear Chaitanya Leela. Because Lord Chaitanya spent half his life mostly in Puri and 18 years only in Puri. So it's a really sanctified place. And Haridas Thakur. So please pray and give some mercy. If any comments, we welcome. Questions? Otherwise, we'll let it go. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sutta Goswami ki jai. Sukadev Goswami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purports ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.
Thank you.